looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 26th of March, 2025. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we've just been discussing who was the one that was meant to start this week because we alternate who starts. There are five articles, so it's only fair that one reads equal number of articles over a given period of time. However, I've got the paper in front of me. And we're enjoying beautiful autumnal weather with nice cool nights and warm sunny days, which we always get in March and April. And we're here in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre, or the Gawler Civic Centre. We're in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. We've got Julie, who's working away in the background, and she's just waving at us.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, Julie. And I'll just kick off with 150 years ago, Baptist Church Gawler. The anniversary services of the above church took place on Sunday last, on which occasion sermons were preached by the Reverend W. E. Bottrell in the morning and evening and the Reverend J. Y. Simpson in the afternoon. On Tuesday, the 23rd instant, a tea meeting was held in the Institute Hall, followed by a public meeting at which the church was crowded. The chair was occupied by Mr. A. S. Neal of Alberton. All that way from Alberton. The proceedings were devotionally opened, and Mr. Neal then said they had met to review the past and to cheer one another as to the future. He did not know the nature of the report, which would shortly be read by Mr. Ferry, but at all events, there was no year, the close of which did not give some opportunity for self-examination as to past works. However, such a train of thought was far better fitted for private meditation than public discourse, and he would leave it. He trusted the word rejoice would be the keynote of the evening's proceedings, and he trusted they would be able really to rejoice. Yes.
Of course, that distance for minister or pastor back
from
then,
Alberton,
they travelled huge distances, especially if they were in a rural area.
Mm.
But they didn't seem to think anything of just going big distances to
preach.
Well,
Alberton to Gawler
is quite a way, yes.
Quite a way. It was about 20 miles in those times.
Yes.
Would he have done it by train? Was there a Port Adelaide line at that stage?
There might have been. He could have. I don't
or know they would have just done it by horse and carriage.
But probably horse and carriage.
Yeah, which, and, you know, 20 miles is not out of the way for a fit team.
Mm.
You know, people used to travel from Adelaide to Kapunda, Adelaide to Mount Pleasant with a team of horses, not unusual, horse and buggy.
Yeah. Well, there was a story about somebody that had stayed in Melrose with William, who was a preacher.
Mm. Yep.
And they had an early coach. They had to get the coach from Wilmington early, and he got up at 5 a.m., drove them up, took them up in his horse and buggy to Wilmington.
Yep.
And,
wow.
But that was very common for preachers to cover huge distances because they would have a diocese.
So you'd think they'd have a different
diocese that covered a wide area.
Would they have not had a change of horses though part way? Because that's probably a good
80 to 100
miles.
How distant they were.
Yeah. I would think they'd have had a change of horses somewhere like Clare to get to Wilmington. Clare would have been
from
a
Melrose, so Melrose to Wilmington's not that far.
Oh, Melrose to Wilmington. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't far.
But
no,
it's still,
you
know, there and back.
Yeah.
It would be quite a hike in the end at that time.
Sorry.
He went up to, when he was based down here, I think he went to the goldfields up on the way to Broken Hill and preached there.
Yeah, up around Yunta and those areas, wasn't it?
So, you know, they just travel a lot to preach. Yeah. So I guess, you know, coming out here from Alberton probably didn't seem like a preacher. It might have been to other people, but to a preacher it probably
they
didn't.
They used to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Mm.
So on to 100 years ago, New Catholic School for Gawler. At the general meeting of the parish held on the 21st, the Right Reverend M.G.R. Magister gave the financial statement of the parish funds covering a period of 6 years. On taking charge of the Gawler Parish, M.G.R. Mayher... Monsignor Mayher decided on a policy of careful financing and rigid economy, and the wisdom of this policy is now apparent. For in the period, Monsignor Mayher has raised approximately $4,000. Dollars? That should be pounds.
Yes.
pounds. The present school, although in a good state of repair, is much too small for present requirements. The school was built 60 years ago, and the pupils who have passed through its classes are scattered throughout the Commonwealth. A good percentage of former pupils answered the call in the Great War, a number of whom made the supreme sacrifice.
New Catholic School, so that'd be the one up in Orleana Square, was it?
Doesn't actually say much about the new school.
No. Yeah. 50 years ago, extra 8,000 for Gawler tipped in new plans. Proposed living areas to accommodate an additional 8,000 people in Gawler are outlined in the Outer Metropolitan Planning Area Development Plan released last week. The State Planning Authority, which compiled the latest draft plan, predicts that Gawler's population by 1991 will be far greater than the 8,000 initially forecast. That's population growth. Mm. Well, we're talking 8,000 extra people in two worlds, so we're about 50 years behind then. Yeah, massive growth throughout, with because we've just had the new Greater Adelaide Regional Plan, best known to everyone as GARP, the world according to GARP, or South Australia according to GARP, and proposes great growth for around Roseworthy, Angle Vale, two worlds, even out around Malala. But the biggest drawback that we have, the biggest limitation is water, water supply. You know, you get very conscious of that this time of the year when it's so
dry.
There's so little of it. Oh, yes. We need rain.
Desperately need rain. So, 25 years ago, Pride of the North. The North, from Gawler to Jepps Cross, has the second lowest crime rate in the metropolitan area, it has been revealed. Despite a public perception of bad areas in the North, the SA Police, Elizabeth Local Service Area, LSA, has curbed the overall crime rate and boasts the highest number of crime clear-ups. Amusing story of a serial shoplifter that operates in the North that I heard recently.
Oh, really?
Known to police.
Oh, okay.
Known to shops locally as well.
Oh, banned from? If they can.
If they recognise this person. Not all. Of course, staff will. And
yeah.
The police referred to this individual as, oh, the man that owns all of Adelaide, because he thinks he owns everything. Just like, no, I own the store. I can walk out with the stuff.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's blatant, isn't it? He's probably wealthy enough to...
No.
10 years ago, development under threat. Development in Gawler East could come to a halt if an agreement on the proposed link road is not reached, developers have warned. Land at Gawler East was rezoned for development by Lendlease in 2010, but a number of traffic and road infrastructure agreements regarding Springwood Estate are still to be finalised, including the contentious link road project, which has Gawler Council and the state government at loggerheads. Instead of an agreement, a 1,000 allotment trigger point was created, which once reached would signal the need for a collector road to be built from the development, which has happened, and they've got a road where you have to do, what is it, 50k?
50k.
Which is so ridiculous.
Yes, that is just so ridiculous. Yes, we made one of our sons, when he was learning to drive along that, just to... Just to be mean.
And just to frustrate everyone else. Oh, that's hilarious.
And, of course, learners, they don't dare go over the speed limits.
No. It's lessons in patience, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
Well, that's all for this week, Jeanette.
Until next week, Kate.
Until then, and bye to Julie.
Bye to Julie. For all lights.